Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, with the aid of Squire Skimp, Lum has invented a character, Mabel Melrose, and entered her in Abner's War Bond contest to elect a wife for Lum. Now all they have to do is to figure out how to have Mabel Melrose win the contest, and Lum will be freed of the threat of having to marry either Sister Simpson or the Widow Abernathy. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library. Grandpappy Spears is standing in the doorway. Listen.
Sister Simpson's leading the winner by 3 votes now.
3 votes, huh? Yeah. Well, how about Mabel Melrose, Grandpap?
Oh, she's still about 60 votes behind the winner. Is that all you wanted?
Yeah, you can get on back out there to the war bond stand now.
Yeah, all right. I want to go to lunch early today.
Yeah, well, I'll take over for you anytime. Just holler when you're ready.
Okay, Abner.
Oh, did you hear that, Lum? Still 60 votes behind.
Yeah, I heard him, Dad. Blame it.
Of course, that's pretty good, though, Lum. You got to recollect that Mabel Melrose has just been in the contest a couple of days. And she's getting votes faster than either Sister Simpson or the Widow ever did.
Yeah, but I figured she'd be farther along than she is by now. Contest was going to be over.
Yeah, well, I believe she'll catch up in a day or two now.
Yeah, not unless we figure out some new way to get her a batch of votes in a hurry.
She won't, huh?
Me and you are in debt already buying bonds, so we could vote for her, and so have our friends gone in debt.
Yeah. Well, how about all them fellas over at the defense plant? You was going to talk to them, you said.
Well, that never worked out as good as I thought it would.
Never, huh?
Oh, well, Sister Simpson and the Widder had already been over there and got most of their votes.
Oh.
We got to find some new bond buyers somewhere.
Yeah, I was just thinking, Lum, how about putting on a campaign amongst the young'uns over at the schoolhouse? You're a president of the school board. You ought to be able to tell them who to vote for.
Well, I thought about that, but I don't think that'd help much. See, most of the scholars are the Widder's young.
Yeah, that's right. They'd have to vote for their mama, wouldn't they?
Oh, sir. I believe that was our ring there. Better
I'll get it. Hello, jot 'em down store and library. Sister Simpson's ahead by 3 votes. Mom? Oh, well, we ain't giving out no information on her. She's a mystery woman.
Tell her about buying bonds.
Yes, Mom. The only way you can find out who Mabel Melrose is to buy bonds and give her enough votes to win. Yes, Mom. All right, Miss Bates. Goodbye.
I'll say one thing first. We sure stirred up a lot of curiosity over this one.
Oh, my, yes. Everybody's wondering who she is. Won't they be surprised when they find out that she ain't actual nobody at all, though?
Of course, we can't let them find that out, though.
That'd
ruin everything.
Oh, naturally, yeah. Can't say a word about it, no.
And I'd wind up having to marry either the Widder or Sister Simpson.
Yeah.
Of course, I might still have to marry one of them anyway if we don't hurry up and find some more votes for Mabel.
Yeah, we got to do something. Ain't no two ways about it. Just see, now, let me think.
There ought to be some way.
Maybe if we could get one of them women mad at you, Sister Simpson or the Widder, why, then they'd more than likely throw all their votes over to Mabel Melrose just to get even, you know.
No, there ain't no chance of that.
Uh-huh.
I've been trying for years to make them two women hate and despise me, but I can't do it.
No.
They're just too good a catch, I reckon. Too much personality. Sometimes I wished I wasn't so dadgum good looking. That causes me more trouble.
Who said you was good-looking,
Oh, everybody says it. Special the women.
What women?
Different ones.
Huh?
All of them that sees me, or even pictures of them.
I never hear none of them say that.
You just ain't around when they say it, that's all.
Tell me one woman that said you was good-looking, just one.
Abner, I'm too modest to talk about this thing. Don't sound good coming from me. Besides, that was our ring, I hope. Go ahead and answer.
Well, all right, I'll get it. Only remark I ever heard the woman say about you was...
I don't want to hear it.
Hello, jot 'em down store and library, Sister Simpson by 3 votes. Mom? Oh, well, howdy, Miss Simpson. I never knowed that was you. No use telling you how you're running, you know. Yes, Mom. What's that? Oh, no, Mom. We ain't giving out no information about her. Mom? Oh. Just a minute. Hold her, receiver. Ain't long.
Yeah.
Mr. Simpson says that she bet Mabel Melrose ain't no actual person. That's what she said.
Can't let nobody get that out.
She says that's why we're keeping it such a secret.
Maybe we better make up some stuff about Mabel so the folks don't believe she exists.
Make up some stuff?
Yeah. Tell Sister Simpson we're going to make a public announcement about Mabel Melrose tomorrow.
We are. Well, good for us. Hello? Lum's going to make a public announcement about her tomorrow, Miss Simpson. Yes, Mom. Yes, Mom.
You better hang up. She'll never stop talking.
Goodbye.
Okay. Or to know Sister Simpson gets spacious and start a idea like that going around.
Well, Lum, it oughtn't to be hard for us to make up some stuff about this Mabel Melrose.
No, we just have to make it sound real, is all.
Yeah, sure.
I think we better write it down so we can recollect it.
Yeah.
We don't want to tell folks a different description every time we talk about it.
Oh, no. Don't get mixed up. That's the thing to do, write it down. Yeah.
First thing to put down is that she's got yeller curls.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. We gotta get some paper here.
Hurry up while I'm thinking about it. Long yeller curls and blue eyes. She's awful pretty, Mom.
Yeah, well, I'm all ready now. It's the yellow hair and eyes.
Blue eyes.
Oh.
In fact, she's one of the most beautiful women I've ever saw, I think.
How big is she, Long?
Oh, about 5'6". Four.
Four, huh?
No, three.
Only she's shrinking.
No, make it four after all. Don't want her too short.
Oh, road some. Must have been taking some vitamins.
Let's see. She got rosy jaws.
Rosy jaws.
White hands.
Right, and...
And two of the prettiest feet you ever seen.
And 2 feet. All right, what's next now?
Let's see.
Yeah, wait a minute. How come she's got white hands, Lum? Is she sick?
Of course not.
Well, there must be something wrong with her. I recollect one time Elizabeth got sick, and while she was in bed, her hands turned all white and got smooth. Well, Lord, it's taken her, I don't know how long, to get them back in shape again to where they look good.
Well, Mabel's different. She's got natural white hands.
Hmm.
So she's rich.
Rich? Is this Mabel Melrose rich?
Why, sure.
Oh.
She's might nigh a thousand. Got millions of dollars.
Well, I do know. Doggy's good for her. Where'd she get all this money, Lum?
Oh, she owns some big company or something like that.
Further landfill. Whereabouts does she live?
Oh, I don't know. Up in Wisconsin, maybe.
Wisconsin?
Yeah, I met her up there one time when I was visiting my aunt.
Yeah, that's good. What town in Wisconsin does Mabel live in? I'll put that down.
Oh, that don't matter. What town?
Well, you ought to know the town or the street address or something, Lum.
Wait a minute. I know what kind of a company she owns. It's a big lumber company.
Lumber?
Yeah, a whole string of lumber camps. Got a lot of trees up there in Wisconsin, you know.
What kind of trees? Apple?
Oh, no.
Apricot?
No, I don't mean fruit trees. I mean just trees. Tree trees.
Well, Lum, she ain't gonna make no money just owning a batch of trees.
Well, she don't just own them. She cuts them down and makes lumber out of them.
Oh, all by herself?
Oh, no. She hires a lot of fellas to do the actual cutting down for her.
Oh. Does she pay pretty good money for that sort of work?
Well, natural. She's a kind, generous woman.
I'm just a good mind to send Elizabeth up there to get herself a job. There is the handiest one woman with an axe I ever seen in my life. She'll have them little old trees chopped down in no time at all.
Yeah, now these are great big trees. Way yonder too big for a woman to handle.
Elizabeth could do it.
No, she
could. Yes, she could.
Take the big, strong feller that's been doing that kind of work for years.
Elizabeth's been doing it for years. Does all the wood hopping over at the place,
Not Mom. This kind of work, she ain't.
Are you trying to run Elizabeth down, Mom?
No, of course not. But it takes husky lumberjacks for this.
Huh?
She never saw newsreel pictures of them chopping down them great big trees, and then they yell, timber.
They do. They actually yell timber?
Why, sure.
Well, I do know. So good, I've chopped down a lot of trees, but I never heard one of them yell timber or nothing else.
For goodness sake.
I'd love to see that. How do the trees learn how to do that, Lum?
The trees don't yell timber. The feller cutting them down does that.
Oh, law me, that ain't nothing. I could do that myself. Timber! Timber! See there, I can do it without even cutting down a tree first.
Well, anyway, that's what they do, and that's how Mabel's got rich.
By just yelling timber?
No, by owning all them lumber camps and lumber mills.
Huh.
That's a big job for one woman, too.
Yes, huh?
Lucky thing for her, I'm going to take over all that work.
Are you going to take it over?
Why, sure. After we get married, I don't want my woman to have to keep on working to it.
I don't know.
It's a big responsibility she's got there. Special the finance part of it. Handling all them millions of dollars.
I know that's right. Well, are you going to have to move up there long?
I reckon so. You'll have to run the store by yourself, I reckon.
Huh.
Fact is, I might just give you my half the store, Abner.
Give it to me, sure enough.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll have so much money, I won't know what to do with it, no way.
Yeah.
Why, me and Mabel have so much money. Wait a minute.
What's the matter, Ron?
Greenies, why didn't I think of this before?
Huh?
What's the matter with me? Abner, run out and tell Grandpap to start chalking up a batch of boats for Mabel Melrose.
Well, wait a minute, though, Lon. You got to buy bonds before you can vote.
Well, don't you understand? Mabel can buy all the bonds that we need for her to win.
Huh?
I'll write her a letter right this minute. Take this down.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Dearest Mabel.
Wait a minute, Lon. I just happened to think of something here. You can't write no letter to Mabel Melrose.
Why can't I?
Well, you don't even know her address.
Granny, that's right.
Sure.
Well, if she's going to marry me, she's got to quit this moving around without letting me know her address.